A new session always offers a lot of promise, the opportunity to introduce legislation, new ideas, and now that I'm going to be serving as the Democratic chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, I'm very excited to look at some of the issues related to that, in particular looking at the opioid crisis. My specific focus will be on children and infants, you know, families that are impacted by this issue, and of course treatment. And there'll be certainly other issues that will be coming through that committee, so I'm looking forward to that. On the agriculture side, we have a lot of challenges and opportunities for agriculture in Pennsylvania. We've been able to get industrial hemp legislation off the ground, or into the ground, I should say, and now we're going to be looking at how we help to promote that industry, to find resources to do that, but also looking at farm profitability. Farmers have been coming off a number of years of very low prices, particularly our dairy farmers in Pennsylvania. So we need to focus on that. And of course, overall in our district, looking at economic development, looking at education, and how we train the workforce for the future so that Pennsylvania can once again become the most vibrant economy in the Northeast.
One of the other positions you're stepping into is as vice chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. That's a very high position. What does it mean to you?
I'm very excited to take on that role because that offers me the opportunity to look at the fiscal ramifications of the legislation that we put forward. You know, how much do things cost? How do we make government more cost effective? I think we already know going into this budget that we're going to face a difficult year. We already have a deficit, and that new taxes are not what the public's looking for, nor am I. So how do we make the dollars that we have go the furthest? And I think that's what I really relish in this role as vice chair of appropriations.